We have been going through this last 3 years, and we are really not happy. And you know, my family and my mother is here, and my son, and we have been here for 10 years in Australia, and we are like migrants from Sri Lanka originally. So we had some trust coming here and then started building up a house after 10 years. So that means it's a long journey, and there are a lot of costs involving now. So last 3 years, and I have to pay my medical bills for my mother. She's 75, and on the top of that, I have to pay the mortgage stress, and it has gone up to I think 6.59 or something. And it's quite a lot of burden, and they are delaying, and they are giving like even it's very hard for us to talk to them. We don't have any time, or they don't have any time given us, or if we send an email, they just neglect that. So I don't know. There's no responsibility lying, and I'm really disappointed and frustrated. I'm trying, and I'm willing to stand up, and just I'm ready to give everything whatever I have to build this up.
What do you think about the state government's responsibility that they should surely step in here and at least apply, you know, due pressure that's required on niche living to get these homes completed?
Yeah, that's right. If they are struggling and if they're going through something, I mean, the government has to step up, and then they have to deliver something, because we actually don't know where we are, whether we are going in the right direction or anything. If they want to negotiate or something, or they need to discuss with us and then come with a plan. But I heard probably in the news they have 7 million profit, so which is a big thing. I don't think that they are going through anything, so they are just trying to, you know, make us miserable, I reckon.
And I mean, it's kind of an obvious question, but clearly you're not happy with it, with the company's response. And managing director is stonewalling and making a lot of denials, claiming the company's not under investigation. So really not a very adequate response from the company, is it?
No. We are not happy. I mean, people, it's time here. We are wasting. We could have work this time and earn some money to our families, but it's not happening. Everyone is here who is standing, and, you know, they are here for something, and because they are not getting something, no one likes to come here and stand like this. It's our time and energy, so we can deliver somewhere else and earn something.
Well, I wish you all the very luck, and hopefully you get your home completed and you and everyone else here gets justice.
Yeah, hopefully. We think that's all.
Thanks for talking to me.
All right, thank you very much.
Hi, sorry to put you on the spot, sir. My name's Alex from RTRFM Community Radio Station. I just wonder if you're willing to say a few words about what's brought you here, maybe a few words about your own situation.
We've been in the process of building for about 3 years. They quoted us about 13 months when we signed on the dotted line. Everything was hunky-dory at the time, and of course, you know, we had the pandemic and all that stuff, but that's in the rearview mirror now. Like, it's time to live up to your obligations. We're all drowning here, you know. Paying rent and mortgage is no joke, and it's dragging out. There's no end in sight. And I feel for all of us going through this with little to no support from anyone, really.
I mean, that brings up the next question of, in terms of state government support, whether even some financial compensation or at least applying pressure to niche living to get these homes completed.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm waiting for the government to say something or do something. It appears that they are biased towards the builders in this situation. And it's time to stand up for your people, because we're suffering, you know. When does this stop? I mean, are we gonna be here on a Saturday morning in 2 years or something? I mean, there's a whole half the neighborhood that's not even close to finish. There's no end in sight. I really feel for these guys.
There are, I suppose, on the positive side of the ledger, some ongoing investigations. The Fair Work Ombudsman is looking into unpaid wages, and I understand there's a class action pending as well. So, I mean, how hopeful are you here of a positive outcome eventually?
Look, when it comes to corporate power, they hide behind the walls of their offices, and there's no transparency. As far as class action is concerned, we've made inquiries. It is a big financial obligation, and not in a position most of us are in to take that avenue right now. But whatever it takes, I mean, whatever pressure can be applied to get them to finish these homes, that's all we want. You know, Everyone just wants their home. That's it.
My name's Alex. I'm from community radio station RTRFM. Yep. Just wondering if you wanted to say a few words about what's brought you here, perhaps about your own situation.
Yeah, we've been waiting 3 years for a house to be built in Kwinana. The suburb is Orillia. We've been contacting Niche for years and years and years, 3 years. Every time we send an email, we get no response. We actually came into the office and spoke to them, and we even offered them an extra $20,000 extra to build the house or get it going, because, you know, they're saying that they've got no money or whatever to finish it off. But then a month ago, we get an email to say, would we release half of that $30,000 that was left on the build? And we could start procedure with some more build on our house. And we wrote back, we would, if you give us week by week what you're going to do to our house before we will release it. Mm-hmm. And signed from both partners.
Yes.
And no response.
No response.
No response at all, yeah.
I can see it in your face and, you know, hear it in your voice for the benefit of our radio listeners. You know, you're visibly very upset. I mean, terms of your personal situation, must be very stressful, you know, what's happened.
It is. Look, myself and my son are in a two-story house, and at the moment, in the last 6 weeks, Luke has had an accident at work, and it's an old injury he can't claim. So he's out of pocket at the moment. We're $50,000 down because of this, with rental. $500 a week we pay rent, and for our interest on our loan is $500. So, you know, $50,000 could have been on our house, or from those years. And yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but mortgage and rent. Several people have said that it's unsustainable, isn't it? And what would you say in terms of the state government's responsibility here? What should they do to step in and, you know, try and resolve the situation?
Well, they should step in. The government's got to see all these protesters. How many have we done? 3, I think it's up. All up. Why can't they step in? Mark Gowan released all these before the COVID. All these new statements of first home buyers, right?
Yes. Our houses.
And this is what's buggered it for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, Niche Living have got money.
Yeah.
They've got plenty of money. Yeah. He's still building his two-story home. He's happy.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Right, take care. How are you going, sir? Sorry to put you on the spot. My name's Alex from RTRFM Community Radio. Just wondering if you wanted to say a few words about what's brought you to this protest. Maybe a few words about your own situation.
At the moment, it's falling on my parents. His contract's already finished this year. Has to be completed this year, April, but they keep delaying and without our notice, and just keep sending us a letter for the delaying without any reasons. And when I ask for the clear reason for the why they keep delaying, they keep saying there's no labor. They know materials, but when there's a lot of my friends in construction sites, they keep telling us that there's a COVID situation on all over. Yeah, they keep saying there's a lot of workers still looking for the work, but Niche Living's give us like a false information, like they're totally lying. They give us lying information and they send us another letter for the fast track. Then once I receive, I reply back with, where's the fast track? How is it going to be done? Who's going to be done? Then no reply. Then I call them again. It's straight to the automatic answer machines. Yeah, so I can't hear any answers from there.
There's a lot of people here who are in, you know, very stressful situations financially. It's caused a lot of heartache, a lot of suffering. But on the optimistic side of things, I mean, it's great to see this protest, and there's been a lot of media attention, and, you know, the company is coming under a lot of pressure. So are you hopeful that this can be resolved well and, you know, you can get your house completed?
Yes, I really hope so. But still, we came here for the couple of weeks ago, but they respond with a fast track, but it hasn't been done any or still. Yeah, and also we try to contact them, communicate them, but it's not working at all. Yeah, try to also some people they try to get a lawyer, individual lawyer, but it's not working as well.
I've been asking a lot of people because, you know, during COVID when McGowan was handing out these homeowners grants, a lot of people here did get those grants. So to some extent, you can argue that the state government's responsible for encouraging people to build new homes. So do you think the state government should step up and intervene in this situation?
Yes, of course. I think there has to be do something about this, delaying, not only initial living. I heard some of the news, some clefts, some of the company, also some other companies, they can't complete the home as well. So definitely government has to be step in this situation to solve out this, everyone's home. Yes.
No more lies.
Niche living, no more lies.
Niche living, no more lies.